us to commence this morning with hymn 312. Ye tempted souls, reflect, whose name 'tis you profess, your master's lot you must expect, temptations more or less. 312.
Thank you. Let us read together from God's holy word, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness, and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, and let him down through the tiling, with his couch, into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth, and saw a publican named Levi, sitting at the receipt of customs. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often, and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast, while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desireth new, for he saith, The old is better. May God bless that reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Most merciful, kind and gracious, and almighty Lord God, would you pray for a sense of thy majesty as we come into thy courts to worship thee this day. Oh, that we may come and approach rightly. Oh, that we may have our hearts prepared. Our worship this day may be in spirit and in truth. We do beseech thee, dear Lord, to come and grant us a right spirit within us. A spirit that seeks to worship thee this day. We do pray, Lord, that thou take away all the hindrances that so often plague us as we come into thy courts. The distractions of our minds, the busyness of our lives, the frailty of our minds, the Satan's power, Lord, over us. We do pray that he may not have dominion over us, but thou would come and deal with him for us, that thou would drive him out of our hearts, out of our minds, out of this place, and that we may be shut in with thyself. Oh, that we may know that cleansing, that purging of our hearts, as thou didst come and drive out the buyers and sellers from thy Father's house. Dear Lord Jesus, do come and overturn the tables of the buyers and sellers. Drive them out of our hearts. Oh, that we may leave the things of last week, the things of next week, the things of this time to state, and that we may, for now in thy house, be wholly taken up with thee. We beg for it, Lord. Oh, that we may not pass through another service of thy house with a mind wandering. Oh, that we may have an ear to hear. Oh, Lord, we do pray then that our hearts may be that good ground to receive thy word this day, that it may take root downwards and spring forth upwards eternal things, things for eternal life. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that the cares of this life may not be as those thorns that choke the word. Oh, we do pray for thy word to grow in us, that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for every mercy, the multitude of thy tender mercies toward us. And we do thank thee, Lord, for these mercies thou hast shown to us this day, journeying mercies and preserving mercies, that we can worship undisturbed from the world, that we can gather even in this evil day around thy open word, free from outward persecution. Lord, we would not take these things for granted. When we're given a sense of the spirit of Antichrist that so prevails in our day, yet, Lord, thou art that wall of fire round about us. Do be the glory in the midst. Oh, that our hearts may burn within us this day, that thou art favour us as thou didst to those two on the road to Emmaus. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Then may it please thee, dear Lord, to draw near to each one of us this day and go with us into the unknown way. May we know thee leading us, guiding us and keeping us. Oh, to be kept by thee. We beg thy help for each of the souls who gather here. Thou knowest the cases and concerns. Thou knowest how each soul has come. Thou knowest, Lord, our desires. Thou knowest our needs. Thou do supply our every need. We do pray, Lord, that thou art grant to us each the sense of thy gracious presence, that hearts may be touched this day, that thy word may meet cases, that there may be those who have sought thee concerning this service, that have come up to the house of God with a burden, with a need. Oh, that there may be an answering, a meeting of those needs. Oh, do supply our every need. Oh, may there be those who desire to hear thy voice. Send none empty away. May they hear thy voice. Do speak to us, dear Lord. We long to hear thy voice. And if in the way of correction or rebuke, be not silent to us. We dread that silence. Oh Lord, do then come and speak to us. May there be words of peace, words of comfort. Fear not, for I am with thee. Do hear those longing, seeking souls. May needs be met. May prisoners be loosed and set at liberty. May burdens be rolled away, burdens be lifted. May fears be quelled. Lord, strengthen, establish, and settle us. Oh, do settle us on that rock, that one foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Oh, may we not build upon any other foundation. May we be found right at last. Thy people shall continue. In them is continuance. May we each continue. Those who have openly professed thy name, may we continue in the love of Christ. Oh, may we continue to the end. May we be not found making shipwreck, but hold us fast. Keep us near to thee. Oh, we go on day by day, and we feel more to need thee. As we see in ourselves such evil thoughts, and, oh Lord, we do pray that thou would come. Lord, we are in a body of sin. It is a comfort to us that there is that conflict within. Oh, that company of two armies. Lord, some of us can look back and there was no conflict. We were following blindly Satan. And the peace that we had then, not a peace that endures, not an everlasting peace. Oh Lord, but we thank thee. There are those of us here whom thou hast shattered that peace. And that conflict has begun. But may it end. May we be found in heaven. Oh Lord, we do pray that we may be helped to continue. Hold us up. Hold our feet. Oh, lead us in that right way. Hold our feet that we slip not. Lord, may we walk worthy of our profession. Be with any, Lord. Touch hearts this day, those who know not that conflict, know not that tussle with the world, those who are following blindly Satan's schemes and plans. Lord, have mercy upon them. Deliver them, we pray. Oh, do work in them, quicken them, make them alive, put in them that new heart. Oh, Lord, we pray that thou would send thy Holy Spirit forth this day. There may be an outpouring amongst us. Do fulfil that gracious word. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee. The fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. O Lord, do come amongst us this day. Make the place of thy feet glorious. Touch our hearts, O that we may have a view of thee. Oh, that our hearts and eyes may be lifted up, that the things of this world may lose their appeal, pale away, and that thou set our affections on things above. Oh, that thou wilt be that one thing needful with each soul. Oh, leave none to perish, pass none by. Any who may be unconcerned, give them a concern, Lord. Show them their danger. Oh, make eternity a tremendous sound to them. And may thy spirit come and get to thyself all the honour and glory. May we not meet in vain this day. May worship come forth from our hearts. May it ascend acceptably through thy beloved Son. Oh, may it please thee to open thy kind hand and shower down blessings from on high. Oh, we're conscious, Lord, we've asked great things. We're unworthy of the least of thy mercies. Oh, but we thank thee for thy beloved Son, in whom thou wast well pleased. And we thank thee that we can approach unto thee, that throne of grace, through his merits, that way marked out with blood. We can enter into the holiest of holies, that through that new and living way, and, oh, to be found coming boldly to the throne of grace, oh, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh Lord, thou knowest the needs of each. There may be those here with secret burdens, things they cannot tell any. Oh, may they be sweetly enabled to cast all their cares upon him, for he careth for you. Do pardon and forgive our many, many sins. O Lord, we pray for each, from the youngest to the oldest, that thou wash us each in the Redeemer's blood. Oh, that it may be sprinkled on in our hearts and in our lives. We may see the signs, the effects of it. O Lord, fill each heart with the love of Christ that constrains, that compels, oh, that draws a sinner to thyself. Do come right where we are. Have compassion upon us. Pardon our every sin. Take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1036. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies? But in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. 1036.
Will you turn with me to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the 11th verse. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, and the 11th verse. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, and the 11th verse. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Thinking upon this text yesterday, as it seemed to stand out from the page, my mind was led to read to you this morning that account in Luke chapter 5. And there we have before us such wonderful displays of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also those who believed and their faith. Well, we think of Simon Peter and the Lord dealing with him. You know, Peter was a well-experienced fisherman, and he'd caught no fish that night. The next morning, as he's washing his net, this man comes and sits in his boat and begins teaching. We're not told what the Lord spoke from that boat, but it had an effect on Peter, didn't it? You see, we saw the effect it did have. For when the Lord asked him, requested him, told him to lower his net, to push out into the deep and lower his net and catch a draught. Well, it was all against what Peter thought was wise to do in his natural mind. Fish would not be caught at that time of day. And he had spent all night in that area trying to catch and had caught nothing. And yet something must have had an effect on him. Something had changed his mind. For we see he falls under it. That there's a nevertheless. Even though he puts up this reasoning to the Lord Jesus, that there's a nevertheless. At thy word I will let down the net. Nevertheless, at thy word, has the Lord ever brought you to that place, constrained you to do something? Well, it's been against your natural reasoning, your wisdom. It didn't seem the right thing in your mind. Maybe like Peter, you thought it would be fruitless. It would not prosper. You thought it wasn't never been done before. It wouldn't bring forth any good, any fruit. Oh, but something inwardly has prompted you. There's been a prompting from the Word of God. There's been the Holy Spirit, that's what it is, overriding your wisdom, and there's a nevertheless. Well, what do we read? We read a great miracle took place. more fish than they had ever caught before, I'm sure. So much so that two ships were so heavily laden with them that they nearly began to sink. Beloved friends, oh, that we may obey his voice. Oh, that we may hear his voice. Oh, that we may have our natural wisdom, so-called, subdued before the voice of an almighty God. Oh, but have you been brought to this? Oh, what an effect it had on Peter, didn't it? Peter saw it. He fell down at the knees of Jesus. In the boat there, the Lord Jesus sitting there with him as this abundance of fish is caught, and the effect it had on Peter, humbled before him, putting his mouth in the dust. What am I, Lord? Oh, I'm a sinner. Depart from me. Oh, how can a man so wise, so gracious, so loving, associate himself with such a sinner as me? Oh, depart from me. He's almost excusing the Lord if he should then get out the boat and walk off and never be seen again. He says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. These are humbling places to be brought to. But beloved friends, oh, what a place to be brought to. Oh, to be humbled before God. Oh, to know yourself a sinner. Oh, to know yourself unwise. Oh, to be brought to his feet, brought to his knees, confessing that you're unwise, confessing that you're a sinner. What told Peter that it was a sin that he hadn't obeyed at the first command? What prompted Peter to feel that it was a sin to put up a reasoning before doing the word of the Lord Jesus? You know, isn't that the Spirit working in our hearts? Oh, when we're not as obedient and willing as we then after feel we should have been. Oh, the sense of unworthiness and wretchedness under the Holy Spirit's influence. And this is it. It's through grace. It's through grace. It's by the grace of God that the Lord Jesus entered Simon Peter's boat that day. It was an appointment made before this world was founded, that this man should have the Son of God sitting in his boat, and that man should be brought to fall at his knees in confession of his sins. Oh, I desire that each one of us here may know that blessing of the Lord, that the grace of God, that there may be an appointment for each one of us in this life where the Lord Jesus himself draws near to us, and there's a conviction of sin and we fall prostrate at his feet. Oh, beloved friends, it's through grace, not merited, not earned, not brought. The sovereign wisdom of an almighty, holy God in heaven. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, oh, to be a partaker, oh, to be found amongst them, the sheep in Christ's fold. My sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And then we have the next scene. And a man full of leprosy, not just with a withered hand, but the man is full of it. The word of God, no exaggeration to be found in the word of God. Behold, a man full of leprosy. And he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus. And he fell on his face. Oh, there's now two that are prostrate before him. He falls on his face. And what pours out of his heart, that there's a petition, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If thou wilt. Not if thou canst, but if thou wilt. Oh, that's, it's a good prayer, isn't it, that? If thou wilt. Is it subject, Lord, to thy most holy will? Am I praying, being led to pray by the Holy Spirit according to thy will? Is it the desires of my heart? Oh, according to thy will. Is this prayer that's pouring out of my soul, is it indicted from above? Are these longings that I have for thy honour and glory? Oh, so that's it, isn't it, beloved friends? Prayer answered for the honour and glory of God. And what honour and glory there was, if thou wilt. Not doubting that the Lord's ability, not if thou canst, but if thou wilt. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Oh, that there may be a spirit of faith in us, that hears of the things of Jesus, his wondrous ability to lay his healing hand on bodily afflictions, even in our day. But above that, the spiritual afflictions. Oh, that we had that faith to believe. That our faith would lay hold on a word from his lips, and oh, to take it to him. As we read of these wonderful acts and mercy of God to poor, needy sinners, may our faith lay hold, may hope spring up in us. Oh, that they were sinners, that they were sinners. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, we shall be healed, we shall have our prayers answered, even as they, even as thee. Now, these here, well, I'm slightly taking this verse out of the context it's in. The verse in this part of Acts, Peter speaks, there's a disputing concerning whether the Gentiles should be circumcised as the Jews. And Peter here is speaking to the friends that are gathered. Well, I felt it laid on my spirit in a different way this morning. But Peter's speaking of the same people, the saints of old, the Jews and the Gentiles. Oh, the encouragement then from the Word of God. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we hear the gospel preached. We have these two examples here. Well, what were they, beloved friends? Different to you and I this morning. They lived in a different age. They had different things surrounding them. We have more technological advances in our day. But, beloved friends, they were men of like passions as we. They were sinners, such as we. They had no merit of the Saviour's love and affection any more than we have. They, in and of themselves, they had no ability to save themselves. They had no ability to attract a Saviour's love to them. Their best was stained and dyed with sin. Their all was nothing worth, like you feel to be this morning. Is there any here this morning feeling that? Oh, you say, I'm like that leprous man. Oh, I see some of the people of God, and oh, they're not as sinful as me. They've the odd limb that seems to be cursed with that disease, but oh, I'm head to toe. I'm full of it. I'm full of sin. Where's the hope for me? Oh, beloved friends, his blood can cleanse the blackest soul. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That picks the lepers up this morning here, doesn't it? It's all sin. All the sins of that leprous man. He was made perfectly whole, wasn't he? Just as he was polluted from head to toe, so he was cleansed from head to toe. A complete cure. The Lord Jesus, that precious blood shed for sinners. It's all sin. It's not part salvation. It's not a part remission of sin. It's not a part removing of some of the guilt. It's a complete washing away. It's turning the blackest soul to the whitest, spotless soul. It's turning that crimson soul to be whiter than snow. Oh, to be washed in the Redeemer's blood. Oh, beloved friends, may you and I seek to feel that washing in the Redeemer's blood. May we seek it. Those of you who feel a need of it, may you continue to plead for it. May you not give up. We know by the doctrine those true seekers can't give up. But in the experience of it, where you are this morning, may you press on. May you not give up. May you continue to knock on that door. You know, beloved friends, the Antichrist, Satan, has been seeking to overturn that blessed promise in the Word of God since our dear Lord and Saviour spoke it. And he said this, seek and ye shall find. You know, Satan's been seeking to frighten off coming, repentant, sin-bitten sinners ever since it departed from our Saviour's lips. But he can't. He can't overturn it. It's in the Word of God. Beloved friends, it's a fact this morning. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ah, if ye been evil, and we are, aren't we, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Oh, then may that be your desire of mine. Oh, Lord, send thy quickening Spirit into my heart. Oh, may the things the preacher's speaking of this morning, may they be a reality in my heart. Lord, I feel to be completely out of the secret. Oh, I know it's a work of grace. The text this morning says it, through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I can't demand it. I can't earn it. Oh, but may I be granted it, not for my sake, but for thy name's sake. May I be amongst the redeemed, those who show forth thy praise. May I be a trophy of thy grace. May I be a jewel in thy crown. May I be a showcase for the power of that precious blood in its cleansing and its ability to save. Oh, may the Holy Spirit come. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, may it flow into my heart. Oh, open a channel of mercy. Oh, open a river, a fountain in the desert, in the dry place of my heart. May that well of water be found springing up that will never go out, friends. It's a perfect cure. Oh, those who feel the effects of the love of Christ upon their hearts. Oh, they might not live in it day by day. They're in a body of sin. They're struggling against Satan. They're weak in themselves. They can't shrug off Satan with a few words from their lips. But, beloved friends, what a refuge. What a safety. What a shelter there is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I remember when the Lord began that work of conviction in my heart. I read a book and it said, it wasn't helpful at all. But I read this and it was, well, tell Satan in your temptations, tell him that you belong to Jesus Christ. And that will send him away. Well, I tried it, you know. And Satan came back and said, no, you don't. You belong to me. And then what happens? You see, we can't just claim things, can we? I belong to Jesus Christ, this book said, to tell Satan in this temptation. When I felt to be falling into the pit, tell him that you belong to Jesus Christ. Well, he told me back even stronger, no, you don't, you belong to me, and I'll show you. You know, friends, it's then that we had to flee. We had to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ for shelter. It's this, isn't it? Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. That's what I had to do. How could I stand against that mighty foe, a poor sinner who spent all his wretched life following, hungering after the things of Satan, to then tell him I belong to Jesus Christ without any knowledge in my heart of him and any sense of that belonging in me? They were empty words. There was no faith in my heart. It was just words I was told by a book to say. But it was this. Oh, the Lord didn't leave me there. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. And it was. It was just a little moment. Seemed to be going on for ages, but it was a little moment. And the indignation overpassed. That's our safety. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? That through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Saved from temptation. Saved from this plague of sin. Saved in our hours where we feel the tempter be rolling over us like a mighty flood. Saved when we feel to be sinking in despair and despondency, when we're overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. Oh, don't leave me to my own self who thinks I can stand and fire a few arrows back at Satan. But no. May I be like the dove, fleeing with the knowledge that I'm weak, the knowledge that I can't stand, I can't find a fight. Oh, but I can fly. Oh, the Lord gives me wings to fly, I can fly. The Lord gives me legs to run. Oh, we can run to that city of refuge, can't we? That's what propelled those children of Israel in that day when the Avenger of Blood was chasing after them. It wasn't because someone told them to run. It was a sense in their heart of the guilt that they had done that manslaughter. It was a sense in their heart that they had committed that crime. And there was punishment due to that crime. And that gave them the legs. That made them forsake everything. They ran undistracted to that city of refuge, their eye fixed to it. Oh, and the Lord, his gracious ability to give unwilling, and we are unwilling to flee to him, unwilling and unable sinners, he gives them all they need to flee to him, to flee for refuge, oh, to flee to that rock. Oh, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. It's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that brings us to those spots and places. And the Holy Spirit, that work of conviction, yet the Spirit's gracious office, taking of the things of Jesus, and revealing them unto men. Oh, may the grace that's displayed in our chapter we read this morning, that grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, be shown upon us. There may be those here who feel, oh, they're prone to trust and lean to their own understanding. Like Peter, you've a mind to lean to your own understanding. Yet see the Saviour's gracious, loving care over his dear children. How he perseveres with them. How he works in them. How he deals with one poor soul different to how he deals with another. But they're all brought to the same point, don't you see, this morning? The various characters, the various needs, the various spots and places they're in. Yet they're all brought to the same point. Oh, and it's like that, isn't it, with a child of God. We're all different characters, all different dispositions, all different pathways. We've lived different lives, and yet, oh, they're brought to the same point. Nothing in self, all in Christ. Oh, they're brought to his dear feet, just as they are. Oh, he knows them better than they know themselves. Well, why tarry? Why try and make yourself better? He knew you before you were born, dear child of God. There's nothing you've done that he's not seen. You stay away at your peril, oh, to be found coming unto him, just as you are. Just as you are, full of leprosy. He didn't try and hide it, full of it. Lord, if thou wilt, he says, I will, I will, I will. What a mercy, beloved friends. And then that man, sick of the palsy, prostrate on his bed. Oh, the lengths they go to. But they must bring him to the feet of the Saviour. What a crowd about him. What hindrances. Oh, but there's an unseen hand making a way, bringing him through. It was an appointment. That man must be found at the Lord's feet, despite that crowd that was round about, despite all the hindrances and obstacles, must be found at his feet. And there, you think the man's prostrate before him. What's his biggest need? Your wisdom and mine would say, oh, that he may stand up and walk, that he may be healed of his infirmity. And the Lord says, man, thy sins are forgiven. Thy sins are forgiven thee. Ah, no murmuring from the lips of that man, was there? Oh, there was murmuring from the scribes and the Pharisees. No murmuring from that man. What was going on in his heart? What was his greatest desire? What was his biggest need? Well, he went away doubly cured, didn't he? Oh, he went away cleansed from all sin and uncleanness. And he walked away carrying the bed that he came on. Oh, that we may be found at the Saviour's feet, that we may know those things in our lives providentially afflictions, sorrows, disappointments, that the Lord may graciously touch those. His touch has still its ancient power. You know, he can heal the sick just as well this morning as he did then when bodily here upon earth. He's able. He's able. And, oh, that greater work. That greater work of the cleansing of the sinner's heart. Oh, may it be your desire and mine. May we know that cleansing effect. Oh, maybe there's some of you this morning, you've come with a providential burden this morning. Maybe you hope there'd be a fear not this morning. May it be that today as you leave the house of God, oh, that your heart's cleansed. You've a sense of pardon and love in your heart. Oh, that the Lord gives you that belief, that faith to believe. Oh, how many times, be interesting to count them, wouldn't it, that the Lord speaks to his people and tells them, when here upon earth, am I able? What think ye? Do you think I'm able to do this? How many times? Those words, if you believe. Oh, and what did that man reply? Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Oh, the Lord speaking of the faith, be it according unto your faith. That those blind men, those two blind men, the Lord putting their faith to test before laying his healing hand on, before dealing with that affliction, before dealing with their request, question them. Am I able? Beloved friends, may we believe. May we believe. As I said to you earlier on, we can't give ourselves this faith. We cannot give ourselves this belief. We cannot just take words and believe. But it's this, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. That faith is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, that the Lord would give us faith in our hearts. Oh, that the Lord would give us faith to truly believe. John writes in his epistle about believers, he says this: whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. What a statement. What a statement. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Well, you say, well, surely, all the children, all of us who have been brought up in strict Baptist chapels, we have a level of belief that the Lord Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the eternal Son of God. Surely, what does John mean then? Well, it's whosoever believeth in him, what he is, what he's able to do. Believe that he's able to cleanse, able to save sinners, able to cleanse the blackest soul. Oh, who he is, believe truly who he is, that when he speaks a word, it's the word of God, never doubting it. Oh, but we believe. What do we believe? You know, this is a point that tries the child of God, isn't it? Maybe there's some here this morning who say, Oh, could I but believe, then all would easy be. I cannot, Lord, oh, relieve, my help must come from thee. Oh, to believe, it's, oh, could I but believe. Everything would be easy this morning if I could just believe. But I've this heart. And it's not unbelief of who the Saviour is that plagues the child of God. There's a sense in their heart that he is who he is. And they believe he's the eternal Son of God. And they believe he's able. And they believe his blood can cleanse. And they believe that whom he loves, he never leaves but loves them to the end. And he will not despise and forsake his people. And they believe all these wondrous, precious, exceeding precious promises. So where, what is it? It's doubts. It's doubts founded on their own feelings. I feel to be such a sinner. I feel to be such a sinner that because I feel to be so, I can't comprehend how he could love such a vile sinner as I. Oh, that those things, I fear to have presumed them. There's fears and doubts along the pathway. Oh, I felt at one point in my profession that I felt such a love of Christ in my heart, and now it's many days since I felt this way. I've moved on, and here am I. There's a heart that's cold. This life is lifeless. There's no zeal like there used to be. I don't reach out for the word of God as I used to. There's not that close walk that I've known. Oh, surely, surely. That was all man-made. That was natural religion. I've nothing in me. I'm like the foolish virgin. I'm going to be found short at that great day. I've got the outward appearance. I say the right things sometimes. But where's the oil of grace in my lamp? Where is my heart? Why is it such barrenness, deadness, dryness? Surely it's not like that with a child of God. The doubts. We're found basing our salvation and the hope of it upon us. We're building things upon us. Beloved friends, may we be found building on Christ Jesus. Yes, we are sinners. Barren-hearted, dry, dead sinners sometimes. Yet we're founded on his thoughts, his affections, his love, his merits, his worthiness, he who cannot change. And beloved friend, you cannot experience the love of Christ in your heart and be cut off at last. You cannot experience the love of Christ welling up in your heart and not be found in heaven at last. Beloved friends, his love is unchanging. His love is unwavering. He cannot love his people more. You say, oh, but my heart, I've gone on so long. Daily the Lord seems to be showing me more sins, unearthing more sins. How prone I am to wander. Yes, friends, and marvel at it that he saw you ruined in the fall. You've got more to come, dear child of God, as spared upon this earth. And he saw it all, and he loved you notwithstanding all. Oh, you're not promised to live in the bosom of Christ day by day. That's for heaven. Oh, but there's tokens, there's savours of it here below. Oh, beloved friends, thank him and praise him when there's that nearness with the Saviour. Plead with him, beg him for more when there's not that sense of him, his nearness, and that sense in your heart of a love to him. Oh, but never question, never doubt his love to his children. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved. It must be through him. We can't be saved on our own feelings, our own thoughts, our own deeds, our own actions. For without me, ye can do nothing. In context of the vine, unattached from the vine, the branch can do nothing, cannot bring forth fruit, cannot flourish, but will wither and die. For without me, ye can do nothing. Outside of me, you can't do anything. Outside of Christ is death. In Christ Jesus, oh, no death, everlasting life. Outside of Christ, condemnation for your sins. In Christ Jesus, oh, there is therefore now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus. Oh, to be found then in him. In him. Oh, that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be saved with an everlasting salvation. That every one of us, those that we know and love, that they too may be found numbered amongst the dear people of God. But it's all by all of his grace, all of his mercy. Oh, may you and I, believing who he is, believing what he is, what he's done, what he's finished for his people, may we come boldly. That's not in a bold and brash way, but it's bold in the sense of who he is, standing on his merits, come boldly to the throne of grace. Satan will tell you it's not a place for sinners. The word of God, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, points to that throne of grace. It's a place for sinners. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Oh, this is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? Oh, is that your hope this morning? He does still receive sinners to himself. Oh, then may you and I be found coming to his footstool, coming to his throne of grace and obtaining mercy. Oh, and find grace to help in time of need. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £575, for which we will be very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Parish will address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Tomorrow evening there will be a prayer meeting for the nation with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Fred Ince is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Philip Warren next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 667. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head, my God, my portion and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. 667.
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.